the best Ravens coverage. What time is it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, Todd talks Ravens football here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. By the way, Max Crosby, Raiders DN, was named as the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. So congratulations to him. But we talked about the Ravens offense film study-wise with Vinny earlier in the program. Now let's get to the Ravens defense. They were up twice by 10 points in the second half. Let it get away. What happened, Vinny? Break it down. Film study.
Bob, in the first half, defense played exceptionally well. What'd they give up? 40 yards or something in the first half? Second half, they gave up like 250. They gave up five plays over 20 yards, not including the PI plays. So basically in the second half, Bob, they never stopped them. They stunk. It was a lot of secondary people did not play well. Marlon Humphrey was awful in the second half. I mean, he got the PI. I don't think it was a PI, but he still got that penalty. But on the little slant route that Adams dropped, he was in man. He was in press man and was like 8 yards off him on that one. Then there was another play where the runner ran right past him. And he just turned it down, just stood there and watched. I'm like, what the hell? You know, that was horrible. And then on the one that Jacoby Myers caught, he's grabbing his jersey. I sent you that picture. Yeah. He's holding his jersey the whole way. And, you know, he had a couple of tackles I think he made in the first half. But I thought in the second half, Marlon stunk. In the second half, Brandon Stevens, he stunk too. And it's, I don't know, are you asking him to do something he can't do? He can cover. And we've seen that. He covers his guy all over the field, but he can't play the ball. He's never been able to play the ball, the deep ball especially. You know, and he gives up more plays. And then he gave up the PI in the end zone, which was. So the two corners, I mean, when you're giving up plays over five plays over 20 yards, and all they're doing to you is, I'm just throwing it up because you know what? We're either going to get a PI or he's going to catch it because you don't find the football. So just put it in the vicinity, and that's what they did. And Kyle Hamilton, he didn't play that well. He missed tackles. Kyle Hamilton hadn't been his dominant self yet in either of the two games. Roquan, to me, we've talked about it. He looks heavier. He looks slower. He missed a lot of tackles in that game. They're missing a ton of tackles in the second half. They missed a ton of tackles. They didn't stop anybody. I mean, and the biggest thing that you want to do is when your team goes and scores, you got momentum. Now's the time. You got to stop them. And they let him go 70 for a touchdown. And it's chunk plays. They let him go down the field. You know, the D-line, I thought the D-line played their ass off. I thought Travis Jones, he plays the run great. He's getting, you know, some pressure up the middle. Matabike, he was active in there. He got screwed on the penalty. It should have been a sack for him. Owe had 2.5 sacks. I didn't think Ajabo played well. I didn't think he rushed the passer very well at all. He wasn't very creative in his rushes, and he didn't bend the corner very well. I thought Van Noy was outstanding. I mean, he got the two sacks, and he had other pressures, but he was outstanding. Just a veteran, man. You know how to beat people. Tavius Robinson, we talked about this a little earlier, Bob, off air. Tavius Robinson's not a pass rusher. He's just a run player. And Malik Harrison, they put him on the outside. They didn't play him on the inside anymore, which is smart. But then they drop him into coverage, and he's sitting right there, and guess what he does? Misses the tackle again. So the tackling was poor. The coverage was poor. The stars didn't play well. Nobody stepped up. They made plays. Their offense stepped up. And they did a hell of a job first half. Shut them down. Second half, it was like they were like sieves, man. They couldn't do anything defensively. And, you know, probably not having Wiggins, that probably hurts a little bit. But I don't know what got into the corners and stuff, you know. And Roquan's got to get it going because that's the leader of your football team. And when your leader and stuff is not playing well, I mean, last year he was best linebacker in the league. This year he's kind of not been that thus far.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking about the Ravens defense film study here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Getting back to the safeties, and in particular Marcus Williams. When he's healthy, we've seen him make plays.
Yeah.
But he hasn't really been healthy in Baltimore for 2 years. Broke his wrist in 22. Last year, dealt with the shoulder for most of the season. But I haven't really noticed his impact here in two weeks.
And he's healthy, too, Bob. I mean, yeah, he has done nothing. His first year here, 2 years ago, he had four picks, like, in the first three games or something. He has not really showed up at all. Like you said, Bob, you never hear 32 or Marcus Williams made a nice play. No, it was a decent, Washington making a play in a corner of the end zone or somebody making a play that only played five plays. You know, and Eddie Jackson's been out there a lot and... You know, he's been back there. I think he's a pretty decent player. But your stars got to make some plays. I mean, Marlon got an interception in the first half, but it was a gift. I mean, you still got it, but I mean, he threw it right to you. But you got to make your ad. And then, Bob, the touchdown to Davante Adams. This is another one. The, 2-yard touchdown pass? You're playing man coverage. Man coverage. All you got is Davante Adams. What in the hell are your eyes looking in the backfield for? And then all of a sudden you're like, well, where'd he go?
Right.
I mean, that one pissed me off. And if you're, I'm like, man coverage. All you got to worry about is Davante Adams. You don't have to look at the quarterback. Just cover Davante Adams. You know, and then maybe he's got to pull it down or, you know, but yeah. Marlon.
Well, it's funny because all camp long, I mean, you've been out there. Yeah. Cordell was out there. A lot of our people from 105.7 The Fan, how great he looked, Marlon Humphrey, in training camp, and season has started.
Well,
not great.
They don't have Davante Adams in practice either.
Correct.
You know, I mean, Davante Adams is a beast, and he's playing off coverage, you know, one-on-one with him, and he can't cover him. 10 out of 10 times it's going to be complete. So, yeah, Marlon and, it was just the secondary. Right now, when you're last in the league in pass defense, your secondary, you know, and you're third in the league, Bob, in sacks, come on.
Yeah, we'll start breaking that down more in-depth coming up in about a half an hour when we get to the stat breakdown. Jim Hunter, bottom of the hour, talking Orioles by yourself coming up next. Do we have time for a phone call, though? Nolan McGraw says yes. Let's get out to the phone. Sportsnet 583-1057, Woman Crush Wednesday. Darren in East Baltimore. Darren, thanks for holding. What is happening?
Nolan, Benny, Bob, what's happening?
What's up, dude? Man?
Man, it's been a minute since I called. I'm going to try to get it all in. Right now, I'm going to say the Baltimore City is experiencing bird flu because the Orioles and the Ravens, both of them, they threw.
Yeah, that's the one vaccination I didn't get is the bird flu one.
Now, I'm going to get the O's a little past because of the injuries.
There
but as far as the Ravens, Harbaugh, it's been years since I called them, but I never was a fan of his. I don't think he's this great coach that people think he is. I know he won a Super Bowl. So did Barry Switzer. Marlon Humphreys, he was never a shutdown corner. He always been the Ravens' best corner at times, and that's not saying much. He's slow. He was slow coming out of college. He even got beat on a play where he wasn't even supposed to get beat. The Ravens, Orioles, 2025 is their year. This just so happened.
Man.
Last year they had a heck of a year, made a good run, and now their schedule is going to kill them with that offensive line. So next year they should be all right. Orioles get their players back. They should be all right for next year. It's next year, 2025, because this year is over. It's through.
All right. Hey,
they too deep.
All right, Darren, thanks, bud. Appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Yeah, the Orioles, though, if they make the playoffs, we think they will. First time they've done that back-to-back year since 96, 97. But I think it's fair to say, if you look at both rosters on this September the 18th, neither team's as good as they were on paper as they were last year at this time.
No.
The Ravens' offensive line is definitely not as good as it was last year. And the Orioles' lineup's not as good as it was last year. And the bullpen is not as good as it was last year. Other than that, everything's great. When we come back, hopefully you got some money to talk about. Buy or sell. We'll talk Orioles with Jim Hunter. Birds got shut out last night, 10-0 by the Giants. As Blake Snell said, take it. Don't even come up with a bat because you're not going to be able to use it properly anyway. So just take the night off. And then we got a stat breakdown. Dallas 1-1, but they got blown out at home last week by the Saints. And then the Ravens looking for their first win. They're 0-2.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why?
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Penny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Penny and Haney, 1057, The Fan, here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Orioles taking on the Giants tonight down at Camden Yards. BBT brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. 5:30, me, Mike Bordick, and Joe LaCroix. Looks like we're going to make it outside today. Thank you, the weather. Looks like the rain is going to move to another direction. Ravens are in Dallas taking on the Cowboys, 4:25. We will be here in studio, I believe, right, Vinny?
Yes, we will.
Baltimore Game Day
Sunday,
Uncensored, yep. Pregame show, Rice, Mirth, Pesaurus. All our coverage starts at 1 o'clock. So Terps are taking on Villanova's big favorite Saturday at noon. Hear that game on the Fan. But let's count some dough, shall we, midweek by ourselves.
Well, Bob, stocks are little changed as traders debate how big the Fed's anticipated rate cut will be. So it's pretty flat right now. The Dow's down 47. S&P's down 4. NASDAQ is down 20. DraftKings down 45 cents. Under Armour down a dime.
We'll start here in Major League Baseball, where we know Shohei Ohtani, he's been an exclusive DH this year, but still a lock for another MVP award. Almost 12 months removed from that Tommy John surgery, and some are wondering when he will begin to ramp up the pitching side of things. When asked about the possibility of Ohtani even pitching in the playoffs this year, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said there's actually a chance, even added that it would be a storybook-worthy thing if it happened. It's really only a talking point here because the Dodgers have had an influx of pitching injuries, so there is a need for an extra pitcher. But stranger things have always happened here. Bob, are you buying or selling that the Dodgers would actually consider having him pitch in October?
I'm selling it. Risk is too high. I mean, you want a dramatic thing. What was Curt Schilling with a bloody sock?
Yeah.
Have Shohei with a bloody elbow going out there throwing 105 miles an hour and then hitting 500-foot homers. I mean, you've gotten this far with him just doing these brilliant things offensively, and I think Glasnow's out for the year for them. So, yeah, their injuries have been plentiful from the pitching side, but nope, don't do it. I'm selling it. Sell.
Over to the NFL, the Chiefs moved to 2-0 this past Sunday, but their offense did take a hit. Isaiah Pacheco, he got injured, a fractured fibula. That's going to keep him out for quite a while. So KC has explored other running back options, including a guy they drafted back in 2017, Kareem Hunt. Now 29 years old, he joins the Kansas City practice squad for now. Didn't latch on with any teams in the offseason after rushing for just over 400 yards with the Browns last year in a limited role. Buy or sell, Vinny, Hunt is a better option than what they have on the 53-man roster. That would be Justin Steele and Samaje Perine.
I'll kind of soft buy it. They know him. They know what he can do. And their feeling would probably be, if one of these three can step up, then we'll be fine. We just need one of three. Our odds are better if we've got three guys instead of just counting on just one.
Yeah, he's not the player he was 5 years ago for them when he was doing all sorts of awesome things.
Over to the Orioles here. Dean Kramer is going to take the mound for Baltimore tonight in Game 2 of their series against the Giants. As usual, Kramer enjoying a lot of success in the back end of a season. He has an ERA of 2.62 in his last six starts, and that does include the abbreviated outing he had against the Rockies, where he only lasted 3 1/3, allowing 4 earned runs. The other five starts have all been at least 6 innings in length, one run or less in four of them. Buy or sell, Bob. Kramer goes six strong again tonight.
I'm buying it 100%. That offensive outburst from San Francisco was an aberration last night. I think Dean Kramer keeps those bats quiet. Now, whether or not the Orioles can score runs, that's another discussion.
Well, if the NFL season feels a little off to you so far through 2 weeks, you might not be crazy. 69 passing touchdowns total around the league through 2 weeks of action, which is significantly lower than recent history. Last year, there were 86 passing touchdowns by this point of the season. And from 2019 to 2022, well over 100 passing touchdowns through the first 2 weeks. Hard to say what the cause is here, considering the trend of quarterbacks not suiting up in the preseason. That's been around for a while now. That didn't just start in 2024. Buy or sell, Vinny, scoring will be down for the remainder of the 2024 season.
I'll buy it. I'll buy that. Just because, I mean, there was a, 141 field goals in the first two games, something like that. And I think the other reason, Norm, is you've got all these $50, $60 million quarterbacks. Teams can't pay offensive linemen. And I think a lot of O-lines kind of suck.
And we'll close with this. The Panthers continue to draw negative headlines, not just for their performance on the field, but also some of their roster decisions. They recently benched second-year quarterback Bryce Young for Andy Dalton, and many were confused, including our friend Mel Kiper Jr. He went off on ESPN the other day, and since I can't do Mel any justice, here he is himself.
So we bring in an offensive coach who was with Baker and others, right? Bring in a new pass game coordinator for Bryce Young. Then we don't play him in the preseason. We play him one series in the final preseason game against the AOGs. None of those guys are playing for Buffalo, by the way. They went one series down the field, and they're rah-rah. Great, we got it. We accomplished everything we wanted to. Does that make sense to you? When in two games in, we're saying he can't play. Yes, he does need to sit behind Andy Dalton for a little bit. But to blame this on Bryce Young is ridiculous.
Bob, are you buying or selling Mel's take here?
I'm buying it 100%. I mean, you got a big investment in Bryce Young.
Yeah.
And granted, Dave Canales was not the head coach last year when they took him with the number one overall pick over C.J. Stroud. And that's going to be a narrative until Bryce Young becomes as good as C.J. Stroud. And there's no guarantees that ever happens. And absolutely, Canales is in the winning games business here. And if Andy Dalton gives you a better chance to be competitive, because they're not even competitive.
No.
Right now. And they've got a lot of problems. But, you know, Bryce Young should see snaps again at some point in time, maybe to take a reset, watch things from a different perspective, the bench, learn a little bit because he's been thrown in since day one. But to kind of dismiss him, which is what the vibe seems to be, we're like, well, we're done with you. Not just for this year. We're done with you, period. Because you're not my guy, I don't know. So I'm agreeing with Mel 100%.
There. Yeah, it sounds like this may be coming from above Canales.
You mean the guy that drafted him?
Yeah.
Tepper? Who's the GM there?
Dan Morgan, former player.
Oh, the linebacker, I got
it. Yeah. But the thing about it is when you interview, if you're Dan Morgan, you're Tepper, you're interviewing coaches, you're interviewing Canales, and you're saying, what did you think of him? What did you think of Bryce Young when he came out? Okay, can you fix him? What do you got to do to fix him? All right, and then it can't be, I mean, like Mel said, he played one series in the preseason. He's played two games, and it's like, boom, you're done.
And he's been overwhelmed pretty much since he came into the league. And unfortunate situation for a guy. We were talking about this yesterday. Some scouts were saying coming out of Alabama, if he was 6'3", he'd be the best quarterback prospect in the last 25 years. Well, he's not 6'3", and he's not going to grow 5 inches. And you're going to have to make do with what you have. But as you just heard Mel say, Canales, hey, Baker's not, you know, he's not a Ben Roethlisberger-sized dude, but he's a successful guy, and you can figure out and devise plans to make him successful. But doesn't their talent kind of suck, though, around
him? They're horrible. They got the worst roster in the league.
It's not like he's with the Ravens and leading them to 0-2. He's got a team that Lamar would have a hard time winning.
Everybody says about Stroud. I mean, Bob, they got one of the best rosters in the league.
Correct. It's 5780-1057. The Fan will come back. Orioles had a great roster until the injuries decimated them, and then the trade deadline took away a little bit more. Jim Hunter, Baltimore Baseball Tonight colleague, longtime voice of the Orioles, as the Orioles are limping home here in 2024, taking on the Giants tonight. And we'll break down the Ravens and Cowboys statistically. Ravens offense, statistically good. Defensively, statistically bad in some areas. Do stats tell the real story? Same with Dallas. Hey, where's their running game? Here to talk about that, as he does every Wednesday, longtime voice of the Orioles, our colleague here on BBT. He is Jim Hunter. Jim, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing all right, Jim. And we were talking about this during the whip around a year ago today. The Orioles win 8-7 at Houston. Mullins, 3-run jack. O'Hearn, 5-for-5. Adley, couple ribbies. Gunner had 3 hits. All was right with the world a year later. Same guys. Same lineup. There's some missing pieces, which you'll get to. But the performances have not been what they were in the first half of the season, much less a year ago. So what has been the most concerning thing to you about this dramatic offensive decline here?
Well, you know, the one thing that jumps out at me is how often they're striking out. I mean, they struck out 15 times last night. They struck out 13 times in the first game in Detroit. If you don't put the ball in play, good things can't happen. And I don't know, you know, I don't know these two hitting coaches that they have. They came on after I was let go. But to me, it seems to be, if you put the ball in play, good things can happen. And I don't know what they're teaching, because the fact is, if you're striking out that often and not putting the ball in play, I think that's an approach thing. Now, I understand, you know, there are some times where there's a called strike three where the hitter thinks it's a ball, and many times it is, and the umpire gets it wrong. But I'm just alarmed at how infrequently they're putting the ball in play. I mean, you look at the game last night, Bob, they had 5 hits total, and 3 of those hits were pinch hits. Guys coming off the bench for matchups. You know, 2 of the hits were in the 9th inning, and both runners got stranded. So that's what they need to get back to. They need to get back to just being themselves. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to carry the team. Just put the ball in play, and hopefully good things will happen.
Talk about some things that have gone wrong for them. And let's be honest, since June 20th, they're 7 games, I believe, under 500. So this is a large sample size of less than mediocre baseball. Offensive woes well documented. But what about the infield defense, the problemos there? Can they be rectified in the final 11 games heading into October?
Well, you know, you could look back when Jordan Westberg got hit by the pitch and broke his hand. That was on July 31st. They're 19-22 since August 1st after he got hit by the pitch, broke his hand, and was put on the injured list. And that affects the defense as well, because whether he's playing third base or second base, he's a very reliable fielder. And I don't know what's going on, you know, with Gunner in particular. I mean, you know, the errors are adding up on him. He's got 24 now. But the defense is very key, because the pitching has been so inconsistent, although the starters as of late have been, except for last night, have been pitching very, very well. But the defense is key, because you need to be able to, as a pitcher, you need to be able to rely on defense. They're not necessarily a strikeout team pitching-wise, so you want the opposition to put the ball in play, and hopefully they hit the ball at somebody and they make an out. But the infield defense, without a doubt, Bob, I agree with you, it has to improve.
Longtime voice of the Orioles and our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, Jim Hunter, joining us. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fantasy, does every Wednesday. Assuming the Orioles fall short in the postseason, do they have these air quotes built-in excuses for this happening? They were on pace, as we said, after they rolled through the Yankees in mid to late June to win 108, 109 games. They might not win 90 when it's all said and done. If they fail in the playoffs, are the excuses there to satisfy a fan base, or maybe even satisfy the players themselves, if they look at a big picture scenario?
Well, I mean, you can't overlook the injuries. They've been devastating. You know, Westberg at the plate was their most consistent hitter when he got hurt. You know, you look at the rotation, you're missing Grayson, you're missing the three guys that had elbow surgery. You're missing Jorge Mateo, who's a very reliable role player. You're missing guys elsewhere in the lineup. And I don't know if they'll use them as excuses, and I don't know that the players will accept that, but it is a reality, Bob, that when you're missing so many of your key guys and you're not 100%, that it's very difficult to compete at the level of what they were doing without your guys. And I realize injuries are a part of the game. They're part of every team's makeup. Every team has injuries. Every team has underachieving players. But the key, you know, the starting rotation has been very, very hit hard. And, you know, you look at Suarez, he was not good last night. He's pitched 122 and two-thirds innings, which is a career high, and you wonder if maybe fatigue is beginning to set in. I mean, you look at his last three starts, he's pitched to an ERA of 7.24. So with all those injuries, and, you know, the minor league season at AAA ends on Sunday, and if Grayson's not ready to do a rehab start, what do you do with him when you come back? Do you put him in the bullpen? I mean, I'm amazed that they still have Craig Kimbrel on this team. I mean, in his last five games, he's pitched to an ERA of over 21, and they're picking their spots to pitch him. And as a result, he pitched September 9th, and he pitched last night. That's seven off days in between. If you're afraid to use the guy, why is he on the roster?
Hey, Jim, how big is tonight's game? You know, how big do they need a big game from Kramer tonight? Just because the way that the Yankees are playing with Judge and Soto getting hot right now, they need a win tonight.
Well, they do, and it's good that Kramer's on the mound because he has been very, very good as of late. In his last six starts, Vinny, 3-0 with a 2.62 ERA. And probably the most important stat in the last six starts, he has not allowed a home run. And I'm not worried about the Yankees per se, although, you know, you would like to win the division, but they're four games back. I'm worried about Kansas City. Kansas City is in second place in the wild card. They've lost three in a row, and thankfully the Tigers have beaten them the last two nights. But, you know, if you're going to go to the playoffs, you want to be that number one wild card because that means you host the games. It's the best two out of three in all three games will be played at Camden Yards, and that's what you want. So, you know, the Yankees are playing well. It looks like they're going to go on and win the division. I mean, the Orioles are, what, four games back with, I think it's 11 games to go. So that's going to be tough, although they do have three in New York next week. And if you sweep that series, it tightens things up. But I think what they got to do is worry about just getting back on track and going out there and being consistent, putting the ball in play, and trying to score some runs. I mean, they've been shut out twice in the last four games and three times in the last eight games. You can't win if you don't score.
Well, seven of their last 11, two runs or less. Oof. But other than that, everything's great, Jim Hunter. Longtime voice of the Orioles, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Jim, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of that Woman Crush Wednesday.
Good to be back with you guys. Have
Thanks,
a good day.
Yep. You got it. Jim Hunter, everyone. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan will come back. How about we crunch some numbers NFL style, compare the Ravens and the Cowboys through the first 2 weeks of the season. Got NFL lunch coming your way. We'll look at the week three slate of games. Ryan Wilson, will preview the NFL with him at 1:15 and look at the 2-0 starts of certain teams and the 0-2 starts of others. And then the American League East and Beyond report, Yankees blow out Seattle. But Jim just mentioned the Tigers, they're red hot mid-September.
Vinny and Haney crunch the numbers. Sunday Stats Preview, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Ravens back at practice today, starting in about, 45 minutes or so. Hopefully we'll have an attendance report for you, and we'll give it to you before we get out of here at 2 o'clock. Obviously, Inside Access will have it during their program. But Baltimore, 0-2. Dallas 1-1, getting blown out at home. Let's crunch the numbers, compare the two teams through 2 week stats.
Yep, let's look at Ravens offense versus Dallas defense. Right now, the Ravens, turnover-wise, they're a zero. and Dallas is a plus one. All right, offensively, the Ravens, and you guys may be shocked at hearing some of these numbers. The Ravens are number one in the league in offense, 417.5 yards a game. Dallas's defense is 19th. They give up 331. Passing offense. Remember, I mean, Bob, for every year that Lamar has been the quarterback, I mean, we always talk about can they get to 20th in passing offense, you know, and that would be good because they're always one in rush. They're fourth. Fourth in pass offense right now, basically 250 yards a game. Dallas's defense, they're 16th. They give up 189. Rushing offense, Ravens are seventh, 168 yards a game. Dallas's defense, 20th, 141.6. So that's got to be big, you know. And New Orleans last week, 134 yards before rushing yards before contact. Points scored, Ravens are 14th, 21.5. That's where they got to get better. Dallas's defense, they're 30th. They give up 30.5 points a game. Pass completion percentages, Lamar's got to get better at this. 23rd, 62.7. Dallas's defense, pretty good. They give, they're sixth. They give up 57.5% completion percentage. Pass attempts, Ravens have always been 32nd. Always been 32nd. Now they're sixth, 75. Dallas's defense, pass attempts, 17th with 61. Average per completion, Ravens are 19th, 6.9. Dallas's defense, they give they're 16th. They give up 6.8. Touchdown passes, Ravens are 14th with 2. Dallas's defense is 24th. They've given up 3. Interceptions, Lamar's only thrown 2. And Dallas's defense has gotten 5. Or 3, I mean, 3. They're 5th. They've gotten 3 interceptions. Now, sacks. The Ravens offense, 24th, 3. And that's all because of Lamar's legs. Dallas's defense, they're 3rd, 7. They're just like the Ravens. Quarterback rating, Lamar's is 86.5. Dallas is 9th. They give up 73.9, which is pretty damn good. Rushing attempts, Ravens are 11th with 59. Dallas's defense, 22nd with 58. Average per rush, Ravens are 2nd. 5.7. Dallas's defense, 23rd. They give up 4.9, almost 5 yards per rush.
Nice.
Yes. Touchdowns rushing, Ravens are 9th with 2. Dallas's defense is last in the league. They've given up 5 rushing touchdowns. Third down conversions, Ravens are 13th, 40%. Dallas's defense is 12th, giving up 30%. Penalties, Ravens defense, they're 3rd, and they've had 18. So third most. And Dallas's defense is 25th with 16. All right, that's the offense and defense. So I thought people would be surprised, you know, when you look up and the Ravens got the number one offense, fourth passing offense, and seventh rushing, and people are saying, what's the matter? You know, you have no identity. You know, what's the matter? Now let's look at the defense. Dallas's offense is ranked 7th, 309.6. Ravens defense, 15th, 306.5. Passing offense for Dallas, 9th, 224. Pass defense for the Ravens, 32nd, last, 257 yards a game. Rushing offense, Dallas's offense is 25th. They get 85 yards a game. Ravens defense, 1st, 49 yards a game. Points scored, Dallas's offense, 7th, 26. Ravens defense, 28th, 26.5. So it's not good, Bob, when your defense is giving up more points than you're scoring by 5. Pass completion, Ravens defense. Oh, this is bad. I mean, the Ravens are 30th, Bob. They give up 76% completion. I can see Mahomes. Well, come on, Gardner Minshew.
2 years in a row?
Yeah. Pass attempts, Dallas's offense is 7th with 74. Ravens defense attempts, 21st with 66. It's going to be a lot of balls in the air. Average per completion, Dallas's offense, 21st, 6.5. Ravens are second to last. They give up 8.6 per completion. Touchdown passes, Dallas is 16th with 2. Ravens are 13th with 2. Interceptions, Dallas is 12th with 2. Dax, two touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Ravens defense is 8th with 2 interceptions. Sacks, Dallas's offense, they're 12th. They've given up 6. 3 a game. Ravens defense is 3rd with 7. We'll take 3 sacks in this game. Quarterback rating, Dak, 79.7. Ravens defense gives up 98.5. Rushing attempts, Dallas's offense, 23rd, 46. Rushing attempts, teams don't run it on the Ravens, 37 times. Average per rush, Dallas is 26, 3.7. Ravens defense, for 2.7 yards per rush they give up. Rushing touchdowns, Dallas has 1. Ravens have given up 3. Third down conversions, Dallas 17th, 37%. Third down, the Ravens are 20th at 38.1. Dallas penalties offensively, 12th, 15. Ravens defense, 2nd. They've only had 9, which is the 2nd least of any team. So, Bob, offensively, you're one of the most penalized teams offensively. Defensively, one of the least. And then all the passing stats stuff for the Ravens defense sucks. And that's where our best players are.
Now we look at the stats for the Ravens. Which ones, okay, might be real? What's your early fantasy? For instance, they're not going to finish last, I wouldn't think, in pass defense this year, are they?
They can't.
Yeah.
Bob, they're too talented back there. And I think that the corners aren't playing well. Hamilton's not playing well. Roquan's a big guy in the pass coverage. He's not playing well. The rushers are getting after people's ass. The D coordinator's got to pick his ass up, too. So I think that'll get better, Bob. And offensively, I tell you what, if they can keep those stats with the offense, if the offensive line can get any better, Bob, and Lamar's on pace right now for 4,200 passing yards. You know, and probably, 600 rushing yards or maybe more? So, I mean, offensively, if they average over 400 yards a game offensively, they just got to score more points. That's the thing. You got to be up around 28, 30 points, not 21.
Which is where they've been during these number one
seed years.
For sure. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, feeding you more football, top of the hour. NFL lunch, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Look ahead to week 3 with him, which starts tomorrow night. And then the American League East report and beyond. Yankees have extended their lead in the division. Minnesota got a much-needed win. And Detroit says, we're not going away. Kansas City found that out last night.